A friend likes to say, how can I go on a diet? My fridge is still full.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Back in 1993, I published my first book. I never set out to be an author, but I was asked to write for a magazine when the president of a publishing house got a hold of a story I'd written. He couldn't stop laughing, so he wrote asking if I'd write a book. I've kept the letter to this day. Since then, not a week has gone by when someone doesn't write me wishing to be an author. I say, are you crazy? Let me tell you what I do. I squint for hours at a computer monitor, print something off, scrunch it up, and hurl it into the trash, punch the delete button, and wander dazed out of my cave, hoping my wife will have mercy on me and feed me. It is truly the least glamorous occupation on the face of the earth. At least neighbor kids wave at garbage men. If these wannabe writers still wannabe writers, I say, listen, I throw words in the air and hope they'll land correctly. After lunch, I throw more words in the air. Then I have tea. After that, I toss words out the window and start again. It's lonely, paranoid work. I'm sorry, writers, if you're discouraged by this. But I say this to say this. You can imagine how gratifying it is when I stagger out of my cave and find I have real letters and emails from real live readers. Some are the old-fashioned kind with real penmanship involved. Most are emails. Lately, many have related to my book, Laughing Matters, and here are a few responses. I love you, babe. That was on a post-it note from my wife. It's stuck here. This is from Robert, a 26-year-old. The book is amazing. Okay, I wrote that one myself. No, I didn't. Robert writes, not many books make me laugh out loud, but I got in trouble today for reading your book at work. What was he doing? Sorry about that, Robert. Amy wrote to say, I grew up in a home where I never once heard my parents laugh. The church we attended was very solemn. I ran away from all of that, but God has been tugging on my heart through the pages of this book. Thank you for being real. One reader claims the laughter from the book cured her head cold. Wow, sounds like a headline. Laughter better than medication. Janelle wrote to say, I was told many times by my father that I wasn't smart enough or pretty enough. Thanks for building me up with your words. I thank God for a heavenly father who loved me to death. How about you? Are there lies you've believed? Maybe you've heard words like those Janelle endured, and your shoulders are stooped and you've been crushed. Maybe it's some great sin or failure, and a voice is saying, hey, how could you have done such a thing? Look at you. You'll never measure up. What were you thinking? God won't hear your prayers. You're unworthy. If you hear that voice, I want you to do two things. First, listen to these amazing words from Ephesians 2. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ and raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. Second, would you take that voice in your ear to the cross? Remind it of what Jesus did for you there. God's unfailing and extravagant love is not based on what you do or how you look or what you earn. It's based on his amazing grace, something he wants to spend all of eternity lavishing upon you. I've found a lot to laugh about in life. There's much there. But let me tell you something. There is no better reason than this to laugh again.
Looking for a simple way to help kids connect with the Bible? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun and practical tool for parents and children to explore God's Word together. With colorful illustrations and four easy steps, it helps families learn how to read, reflect, pray, and live out Scripture each day. Request your free copy today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.